CAP stands for the Center for Advanced Professional Studies. The program is in its third year. Wasatch CAP's director, Weston Broadbent, explains what the program does.
What it is just helping students get real-world experience with real projects that they're working on. We have five different groups. There's business, engineering, digital design, agriculture, and health. Each one focuses on a different segment of the industry. Our business students will be helping a startup company with their marketing and social media. Our ag kids might be helping with raising chuckers and releasing them out on the Walsburg management unit. In each group, 2 to 3 students will meet with a real-life client for a couple of days or maybe once every 2 weeks and get it all set up. And the goal is that we give them the skills they need in the real world while they're getting this education.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox spoke to the students in the program at the UVU Heber Extension Building. Lieutenant Governor Cox explained his role in state government, answered questions, and spoke about collaboration.
You guys are having experiences now through the CAPS program, working in teams, right? Working together. And you're starting to learn some very important skills. It turns out that if you're solving problems, researchers have been able to do this. So they'll ask people to solve these problems on their own, and then they'll put them together in teams and ask them to solve those problems. And then they've done something else too. They put them in teams of diverse groups of people that are different in a room. Turns out that every level of that, the problem solving gets better.
Wasatch CAP student Sierra Reeder says she appreciates the opportunity to give back to the community.
I just like knowing that what I'm doing is actually like putting something good into the community. Like, we go to school and we have our normal classes, and like, yeah, sure, like maybe that's helping me, but I like the idea of knowing that I'm helping other people too. But another cool thing about CAPS, we can all collaborate, like no matter what area you're in. So I did medicine and health last year as well, and we put together like community wellness park. So now that's in the engineering department, and they're working on the 3D model for that. I really like how he pointed out that like diversity is a good thing, like everyone having different backgrounds and different opinions and beliefs, because then we can like put them all together to make a better solution instead of having everyone do the same solution every time because they're all similar.
Fellow CAP student Logan Stone says he enjoys the real-world application.
I would definitely say it's a very worthwhile thing and that you should do it because it gives you just so much experience moving on. I just really like how it's just like real-world versus everything at like the high school is like theoretical, you know? Whereas you're working with real businesses and real clients and people who actually need a project done and we're helping them with that kind of a thing. Last year I did stuff with startup business, but also with like a real estate thing, and now I'm doing stuff with like an engineering company.
You can learn more about the program at wasatchcaps.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.